Sister Wanda Bonizeska, who died in 2003 at the age of 96, was a member of the Congregation of the Sisters of Angels, a habitless Polish religious community founded in 1889. Her spiritual journal, published in 2016, recorded her mystical experiences between 1921 and 1980. Commentators have drawn parallels between her work and the diary of the Polish saint, Faustina Kowalska. Sister Wanda Bonizewska was born in 1907 in Kamionka, near the city of Nowogródek in modern-day Belarus, at the age of 16. She sought to enter the Congregation of the Sisters of Angels in Vilnius, the present-day capital of Lithuania. Admitted to the order in the winter of 1926, she soon began her novitiate. She received the religious name of Maria Wacława and made her perpetual vows in the summer of 1933. Until 1950, she lived in the community in Przyczyny, near Vilnius, working as a catechist, leading the Eucharistic crusade and performing the duties of a house superior. Like other Sisters of Angels, she lived in hiding. She dressed secularly, without external signs of consecrated life. She entered the convent also rich in mystical experiences, with the eyes of her soul. She saw the Lord Jesus during Holy Mass sometime in 1933. Our Lord had asked her to suffer for priests and consecrated souls. She also heard from Jesus that he was rejected and misunderstood by priests and nuns. The prisoner of love wanted her, through misunderstanding and rejection, to reward his heart for the pain he was experiencing. Since then, prayer and sacrifice for priests and the congregation became a task which she fulfilled until the end of her life. Sister Wanda's regular suffering for priests and religious orders, combined with the appearance of stigmata on her body, began in 1935. In the places of Christ's wounds, she had open wounds, bloody sweat flowed from her body, and tears of blood from her eyes. She had bruises and marks of scourging, and blood oozed from her sides. As the Sisters of Angels recalled, Sister Wanda, throughout her life, praying for priests entangled in various sins and problems, helped many to free themselves from alcoholism and saved them from leaving the priesthood. She also supposedly prevented the suicide of a priest from Siberia. Sister Wanda's confessors encountered clergy in the confessional, for whom Sister Wanda obtained conversion. Seeing how much the stigmatic cared about discretion, Sister Rosalia, Sister Wanda's guardian, also kept these events a secret. Sister Wanda, fearing to fall into pride, made sure that no one except her confessor and superiors knew about her mystical experiences. On April 11th, 1950, the sister was arrested and tortured by the NKVD, the Soviet secret police and a forerunner of the KGB. Sister Wanda's period of imprisonment, or her purgatory, is known in detail thanks to the diary she wrote after her release at the behest of her confessor. During interrogations, her captives beat her head against the wall, kicked her legs out from under her, and forced her to stand all night answering questions. The ill treatment took its toll, but the questioning continued. In prison, in the common and large sick room, she tried to help those who were suffering more. She gave her portions of milk, butter, and white bread to other suffering people. She prayed the rosary together with the other prisoners, which was strictly forbidden. Their rosaries, which were made out of bread, were taken away and destroyed. Amazingly, Sister Wanda inspired conversions among those who came into contact with her, including medical personnel and even her interrogators. Finally, in 1951, she was judged in absentia and sentenced to 10 years in a correctional camp as a Vatican spy, an enemy of the system. But on August 22nd, 1956, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary, Sister Wanda was summoned before the commission, which acquitted her of the unjust charges. Sister Wanda continued to suffer for consecrated souls until the end of her life, which ended on March 2nd, 2003, in the presence of her sisters from the congregation, in an atmosphere of prayer and silence, no camera flashes, no publicity. She died as she lived, completely devoted to God and his interests, focused on Jesus and not on herself. servant of God, Sister Wanda Boniszewska, pray for us.